You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Rehab Up. Today, we are talking about episode 4, and I am Maggie Morgan, one of your hosts, and here with me is my fabulous, incredible, amazing co-host, Mr. Jacob Jones. How are you today, Jacob?
I'm really tired today, but watching this episode kind of pumped me up because I watched it today, even though it came on yesterday. But I'm doing good. And we got a fire episode. And like, I mean, Real Housewives is at an all-time high right now with all the franchises mm-hmm. that's actually on the air right now doing tremendously well. And Salt Lake City is just like, you know, continuing that wave. But when you were doing my introduction, I was like, In my mind, I always replay like, oh, what words do I want her to add in there? So sometimes I'm like, okay, throw in sexy, throw in like sultry, throw in like, you know.
Okay. Like all right. Next time I'll comment on your appearance.
Okay. Sure. That's I want
to
be.
Talk about what's in your soul.
See, I don't care about that.
Okay. Well, we have with us today an amazing guest. Like, it's our first guest. And I have to say, we really brought it for you guys.
Yes.
We have with us the incredible, the sultry, the sexy Bryce Isaiah is here today.
Yes.
Come on. Bryce, how did you like that?
Come on, sultry. I was feeling very like Angie Scott, okay?
Oh, not Angie Scott. Okay.
Yes. Fine, brother.
Good. Oh, okay, that's what I was not saying.
Don't do that. So, okay, listen, Jacob.
Yes.
Maggie, I am here for you and only you.
Bryce, I appreciate it.
Listen, I'm not going to have Jacob take me out of character because I feel like that's what he wants and I'm not going to listen.
No, the funny thing is, you take yourself out of character with me while I remain in character.
No, I don't take myself out of character because listen, here's the thing. Play the music. Dun, dun, dun.
Most people, music.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Go.
Cue the music again. Most people say it's 2 strikes out, but for me, 3rd boots always come in first.
Okay? Listen.
Wait, Bryce.
What?
Pretty iconic.
No, like honestly. Literally, I'm already like, wow, we should have Bryce join us every week. We should have a 3rd co-host. Wait, it should be Bryce.
Bryce, repeat it. Can you repeat it?
Some people give them 2 strikes, but for me, 3rd boots always come in first place. All right, I might have remixed it a little bit. Bitches might have remixed it a little bit.
It's fine. We're workshopping. It's all good.
That was good.
We haven't written it down in ink yet.
That was nice.
Amazing.
I was actually expecting something a lot less.
Oh.
But you brought it.
How dare you, Jacob?
You see the disrespect?
It's
giving very Mary.
Okay.
She's an icon, a legend. She is the moment, so I'll take it.
All right. Before we like really, really get in, Bryce, obviously, no, this is amazing. I just want to like set the scene here. Bryce, obviously you love the Housewives. You talk about it all the time on your amazing podcast, Purple Pants Podcast. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on. How do you feel about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City as, you know, as these women, like within the entirety of the entire Housewives franchise?
So I'm gonna be real. I started off last season and I was like, yes, a new franchise. I always loved it, like, you know, but it was a little lackluster for me. Did I say that right? Lackluster.
Yeah, lackluster.
Right. Yeah, okay. Right. And the reunion pulled me back in.
Yeah.
Good.
Then, you know, I saw Jen got locked up. They won't let me.
Wait, who was that by?
Jacob Akon.
Okay.
I think I might need to X for your card right now.
It's not revoked. Shut up.
That's questionable. But I will be honest though. The first episode, they did what they needed to do by drawing us in. However, these last couple of episodes ain't really been. They haven't been like wetting the whistle per se. This week's episode was great. But I'm in it for the long haul. However, I don't know, I have a hard time connecting with them at times.
Bryce, I can agree with you to certain points, but I also have been thinking about this, and this is probably why your mind can go that way and why my mind sometimes can drift that way as well, which are views on Salt Lake City, because Salt Lake City comes right after the phenomenal, amazing Potomac Housewives.
True.
And we see the work, the self-producing, the storyline, the history and friendships with them. And then we come to Salt Lake City and it's just, you know, it gets like, even though they still can bring the drama, it's just like a lot different and a lot less in certain capacities. And so that's when I like sat back and thought about it. It's just like, it does come after Potomac, which is like on fire right now. And so do you think that could have something to do with it?
It could, but I don't watch them consecutively. Like the way my time is set up.
Okay.
I like to watch The Housewives when I'm at work because it gives me something to like focus on.
Yes.
So let me call your boss real quick.
Don't do that. Let me see. But I do like it. But I would be lying if I did not say that the only reason I'm really tuning in is because I want to see that episode when Jen get that call and she get up off that bus. Like, I want to see that. And I want to know. Oh, sorry. I'm screaming. I don't know why I'm screaming. And I want to know who tipped the feds off. Okay.
Oh, I do too. Yes.
I think we all know who tipped the feds off. Because she's engaged this season.
I don't think it's her. TBH. I don't think it's her. I think she's just playing with our fiddles.
I don't know.
I want to know who's Tekashi 6ix9ine up in here.
Bad. No, Maggie, do you know who Tekashi is?
Mm-mm.
Let me see your card, Maggie. I'm joking.
No, Maggie keeps her card with that. Maggie.
He's a rapper, got indicted, all this stuff. He snitched. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So we want to know who is the Tekashi 6ix9ine of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. People think it's Meredith. Do I? I think she's playing into it, but
yeah,
it could be Brooks.
What if it's Brooks? Yeah. No,
Listen, let's get into Brooks. But before we even go into that, my whole thing is about who snitched. First of all, it's production, clearly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're obligated. The police probably called them and was like, where are y'all at?
And also, like, where is the footage? Like, give us every piece of footage that you have on her so we can indict her. Yeah.
Right. So I don't mean to keep harping on this, but in the first episode when they showed that clip and when Jen said, I don't know if it wasn't Heather. It might have been Meredith. It might have been Meredith for Lisa. When she said, unclip my mic, I was like,
oh, Whitney, she was talking to Whitney.
Whitney. I said, oh!
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Whitney did an interview after that. She said that she wasn't going to unclip it or like turn it off because in production, you're not allowed to. But she saw the look on Jen's face and was like, okay, I guess it's something serious. I have to. I wish she would have left that bitch on. I wish she would have.
She said it's like her biggest regret is that she unclipped her mic, because I'm sure like even Whitney and her producer mind is like, oh my God, can you imagine her on the phone, like what she was saying, like what that would even like that little nugget of information. So who is your favorite, Bryce, of these housewives?
So for me, it's difficult because like when I say favorite, I like to go by who I enjoy most watching. So who I enjoy most watching is probably Jed. Who I probably like the most is, I would probably say Whitney.
I love Whitney too. And in this episode, she came off really good. I'm not going to lie. Like, Lisa came off looking crazy, I thought. And I thought Whitney looked definitely better than Lisa. No? Or do you disagree?
No, 1,000%. Lisa guilty. Lisa put in that call. Okay? Lisa put in that call.
She might not have called the feds, but she did call the caterer.
She might not have called the feds, but she definitely called the caterer.
That's so funny.
And I think, first of all, I love how Bravo, the editing is so shady.
Oh, yes.
So when Lisa walks in and she like eggs Whitney, then she's like giving a toast. Did you hear what she said at the toast? She was like, I hate to go to a party with no food.
I know.
Like, she's an icon. I mean, she does her job well.
But the she said that, Bryce, my friend who was sitting next to me, literally gasped and was like, she did it. She did it. I don't care. She did
Bravo.
It.
Bravo. Bravo is so shady. They searched for that sound bite and was like, oh, we won't put this in here. Like, girl, why would it be no food at the party, sis?
Yeah. TBA. She's definitely a shady one. Definitely. That's so funny. Well, okay. So you like Jen? Okay.
I mean, I don't. Did you not? Maggie.
I heard what you say. I heard what you said.
Okay.
You said the one I like to watch the most.
Yes, I would say the person.
Well, what do you want me to do? Because I'm not going to change it.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. I damn sure don't like it.
Bryce.
What else is going on? Sorry, man.
You don't like Mary?
So here's the thing. I continue to pray for Mary.
Shut up. I can't stand you. Like, I cannot stand you.
That's all that
Bryce.
I continue to pray for her.
Bryce, she's going to send Jesus after you. Don't
listen,
do it.
Listen, Jesus need to come after them green carpets is what Jesus needs to do.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry. The dog park. Because all the dogs.
The dog park.
And pooping.
Not pissy like, carpet.
Listen. Okay. Pissy carpet. Jay.
Bryce, I am screaming that you said that you're going to pray for Mary.
I am. Like, here's the thing. Going into last season, I was like so hopeful. I'm like, ooh, yes, the only black housewife, you know, for me, representation matters. I love to like, you know.
Of course.
But. I said it on Kagyan. All of her crayons are just not bright. Like, it's just like, it's
so. This is my thing about Mary, Bryce, is when I watch reality television, I don't want to see like people who I'm like, oh, I totally understand them. Like, I get them. I want to be best friends with them. Like, that I have friends in my life that I would just hang out with if that's what I wanted to do. I want to see people on reality TV who I am like, where in the hell did they find this person? How is this a person that exists in real life? I don't understand. And to me, Mary Cosby brings that energy and then some. Every single time she opens her mouth, I am like, I have fallen over on my couch because I don't understand how she's a real person.
I 100% agree. And for me, I almost feel like she gives me like it's not real.
And she does? That,
like, yes, like I feel like, I don't know, like I feel like when the cameras are off, she smokes cigarettes and she cusses. like, you know what I mean? And just
yes.
Like her, like, again, the editing in the Bravo, they always edit in these awkward like conversations with her son. And for me,
no camera presence, whatsoever.
But what I get for, first of all, because I see the room, I see his style, like he just don't want to be on camera and don't
want to. He does not want to be bothered.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely.
And for me, listen, y'all know I'm a social worker, so I like read into things like that. And so for me, that like tells me like, you're being fake. I don't want to like engage in this. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, why are you coming in my room looking at my refrigerator? Like, and his whole reaction to that, I don't know. It's just for but me. It's... Go ahead.
I also think, I mean, obviously this is different, but if you like are 18, 19, however old her son is, and your mom is coming into your room with cameras, I feel like automatically you're going to be like, hold on. Like, I don't really like, you know, guard up.
Not Brooks. Like, Brielle Zolciak.
No, okay? I know. List them off. But those are people that have more of a camera presence. But you can't fake Cuckoo for Cocoa Puff like that, like Mary has.
No.
Like, you can't fake that, I feel like. So.
See, her timing, Bryce, is so perfect. Like, I am an actress and I wish I had the comic timing that Mary does. Last week when she was talking about what Meredith wears, like, you can't write that. Like, her talking about the vampire facial this week, you cannot write that stuff. Like, she is
her perfect. Pooping on somebody else's couch. Not pooping. Farting on somebody else's couch.
Pooting.
Pooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure some pebbles came out of that. But yeah, you can't write that, Bryce.
Not that.
Not a sharp pebble. Oh,
no. Not a sharp. The wetter, the wilder. But yeah, you can't write that.
No. Ooh, I just pictured that. Yeah. So real quick, though, because I'm curious to know y'all in my job. Sorry, I know this ain't my podcast, but I just got questions for y'all. Yeah, I want to know y'all take on the Brooks and Jen situation.
Bryce.
Yes.
I have my opinion. Okay. As somebody who's not well-versed in all of this, who is a, you know, straight, cis, white female.
Okay.
I am like, do not ever bring children into
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like, don't. Like, I do think it's inappropriate. I think Jen is a black of heart and like is not, you know what I mean? But a lot of my friends
okay.
who are queer men
okay.
think Brooks, wow. you know, is a friend of, he's essentially okay. at this point, a friend of the housewives.
Okay.
He did not go to school.
Okay.
Like, the semester he took off of school was to be on the show.
Okay.
And if he wanted to be on the show and wanted to play with the big dogs, he should have been prepared.
I have a difference of opinion.
No.
So, I'm like, first off, I don't think the conversation would... I am getting tired of it at this point. It got brought up at the beginning of this. Right. I'm kind of getting tired of it. But I do not think a grown woman should be liking tweets about one of her coworker's sons in any mm-hmm. capacity. Even if he did say a vagina slip happened. I feel like talk to the mom, address that with the mom. You can keep that off of social media. I just think it's inappropriate. I just think it's very childish. And I'm just not a big fan of it.
Okay. So let get my bearings straight. The Regina comment was that he said that he saw it, or did he say it in a disparaging way? Were there tweets or something about it? Like,
he said on the show that he saw it, but he did say it in a disparaging way. He didn't like say what it looked like. He wasn't right. like your nasty vagina, but he was like, oh my God, I saw that woman's vagina because she was doing high kicks.
Okay.
That's what he said. So he sort of stated a fact, but you know, and then he was like, I don't want my mom hanging out with a woman who's going to be flashing her vagina.
Right. And so here's my take on it. One, Brooks is 20 years old. That's a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there's layers to this. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I like just the way I'm set up, kids can get it too. you come for me, I'm going to come for you. So that's mm-hmm. like one. So I do get when like kids are off limits, but if your kid is 20 years old and wants to be a cast member and is throwing shots at me, I'm gonna like a tweet here or there. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I, listen, you're not like, I get it. That's your child. But mm-hmm. I was somewhat like, I got Jen's point. Like, he came for me. He said something about my vagina in a very disparaging way. Like, I'm not going to go out and tweet anything, but I might like a tweet here and there. And I do feel, and this is my personal opinion, that, and I don't know them, but I do feel like Brooks is milking this. Like, I do feel like, I just feel like he's milking it for his, like, storyline. However, I do not condone anybody like outing anybody or like anything of that nature. But my question to Meredith is like, what were your expectations going on the Real Housewives show?
I think that you probably thought her son would be off limits.
I mean, I think that's what any, like, Bryce, say me and you get into it, right? And would you not come to me and say, hey, yo, get a hold of your child before I, you know, I say something?
No,
to him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not disputing her stance. Like,
you're just not saying
it.
Jen is not like, I'm Jen just is not dead saying ass wrong. That,
like, I may not be above Jen's pettiness. Like, you're 20 years old. You're coming for me. I'm going to show you.
So would you like a tweet saying, I wish Bryce would slap Brooks and call him a sissy bitch?
So, no, like, again, I'm not condoning all of Jen's actions. However, I'm just saying, don't touch the stove if you do not want to get burned.
And that's okay. See, and that's how a lot of my friends feel, too, because I think that a lot of them maybe because the way that I'm coming at it, watching as somebody who, you know, this is my first Housewives franchise that I've watched.
Oh, my God.
I'm not well. I know. I'm not well versed like in the series as a whole, you know, like the culture surrounding it. So I'm like, well, of course you wouldn't talk about somebody's kid, but then having the context, you know, hearing from you, hearing from some of my friends that are like, oh no, he took the semester off of school because he does understand what it means to have a mother on the Housewives and Absolutely. He wanted to be on the show. So like, if you took the semester off of school to be on a television show, you're going to be on the television show.
Right. He's not getting paid for it.
Well, I mean, he's not getting paid for it money wise, but his Instagram following has gone up. He's getting endorsements. And so, like, again, yeah. I am not condoning the things that Jen liked and all that stuff. All that I am saying is, like, don't throw rocks at the lion's den when the gates are down. And if you remember, maybe you've never seen Maggie, but I'm sure you've seen Mr. Jones, Housewives of Atlanta.
Are you talking about the John Legend tickets?
Okay.
Period.
When Briel, Kim Zolciak's daughter, took a photo of a water bug in Nene's bathroom.
Oh, no, I did see this, actually. Yes. I've seen this,
Nene went in on that ass, as she should, because Brielle threw a rock at a lion that was not in a cage. And so I'm just saying, I feel like Brooks, I don't know. I just feel like it's very attention-seeking-esque. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's like my perspective of it. Because it's like you want the sympathy. You want people to feel like, and I don't know, maybe that's just me. This is just how I see it. Like, I just, I feel like it's very attention seeking and you want sympathy and you want people to, like, you know, it will only make you bigger as a reality star. Now, again, I am saying I do not condone the things that Jen liked. I do not condone like what it is that she's retweeting, but I'm just saying, if you
don't think that Brooks is the complete victim
right,
of all of this.
Right. 100%. And they keep saying my child, he's not 14. Like, you know, that would be a different conversation. He's 20, about to be 21.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so then this is actually a good point to transition sort of into the beginning of the episode with the, like, because we open on that fight that is all about this. You know, like, they're out ice fishing. And this, like, thank goodness we got this part of the fight, because I did think, like, last week the fight, the way that they edited it last week, I felt like we had seen a lot of it in the the previews and stuff. And this was so funny, the way that they edited it. Like, everybody was just, like, at the top of their, like, most unhinged. Like, we got Lisa saying to Meredith that when Jack was three, someone said he had a big head, and he was so upset.
And I'm still mad at it. I'm still mad at it. Like, Lisa, shut up.
No, bad. But
someone
Lisa
said Jack
was
had
like
a big head, and I was so upset.
Lisa was self-producing this episode, and she was acting as a producer. She was like, Meredith, you're not going to leave anywhere. This is after Meredith was, you know, they were yelling, and Meredith wanted to, you know, run away, or not run away, walk away. And Lisa was like, no, you have to stay here. And Meredith was like, I don't have to do anything. And I was like, girl, you're not that mad. If, like, you want to leave, you will leave, you know? Right. And, like, you obviously, you knew what the job was. You knew what the assignment was. So that's why your ass quickly turned around and, you know, you went back to address the situation and you stayed. But Lisa, I was actually very, like, not in like a, oh, I like Lisa a lot more. I was like, damn, this girl really knows what her job is. And she's making the show continue. Because if, you know, say Meredith did walk away, we wouldn't have gotten the apology. We wouldn't have gotten the hug. I don't know if it's fake or real. Or fake. We still wouldn't have, I think so as well. And we still, you know, we would have been in this whole circle again, which I'm actually very tired of this storyline about the likes of the tweets about me. And I like Meredith is my favorite housewife of Salt Lake City. Besides Mary, it's Meredith then Mary. What was the giggles and the laughter for?
No, I thought it was cute.
Thank you. But she is. I feel like she's very engaged. She's given iconic moments already, and she looked phenomenal tonight. And so, but this fight, it was from last week, and it was just like, it was too much screaming, yelling. But my favorite part of this was Whitney and Heather's dialogue.
Oh, yes, so good.
I love
bad weather.
Their
Whitney
side,
and Heather, bad weather.
Bad weather. Tornado, spin the truth. They were amazing. They were amazing on this.
Agreed. I definitely was annoyed at Jen. Like, girl, shut up and apologize. Like, you, and then her to be like, what did she say? I don't control my tweets. I'm going to get on my team.
Yeah,
girl.
What? I mean, and this is like, it was when Whitney and Heather both were like, Jen, come on, just say that you'll find you did it and apologize. Like, why is this so hard? And she, you know, and then of course, Lisa starts like basically cornering Jen on the ice and like trapping her, putting on the backpack. And Lisa's like, and Jen is like, shut up and go talk to your friend. And she throws her tennis bracelet.
Child. Can I tell you?
On.
When I tell you, I wish they would have left that, because now she's probably sold that to pay off X, Y, and Z.
Listen, no, they confiscated that because that was bought by the money that they stole. That's why she threw it. She knew
allegedly
what she was doing. Allegedly.
She said, I hope it goes into, allegedly, I hope it goes into the water so that they can't use it against
so
me.
They can't use it again.
The best part was like Lisa on the ground, literally like bare hands in the snow trying to find it. She said that tennis bracelet was worth $70,000.
I would have been like, I would have pretended to like, oh, I can't find it.
So okay.
Like, right in my pocket and went home.
Listen, been on froze ever since.
Bad. So bills paid off.
Okay.
debt paid off.
I mean, that's like what I make in 3 years. Like I'm like trying to think of like what on earth, $70,000 for that tennis bracelet.
Right, stay in his bag. But no, it's just like now knowing what we do know about Jen and her salacious business.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl, come on.
Does it also make you think, knowing what we know? I am always with the Bravo editing team is so shady. Like, knowing what we know, don't you feel like there's always such an emphasis this season on Jen's closet, on Jen's clothes,
Jen's new house,
the news house?
Jacob and I have been saying, like, we've been like pulling out little one-liners and being like, "Oh my god!" When the editors saw that they had that, they popped a bottle of champagne.
Literally
the stuff she was getting in the premiere episode when she told like Lisa, "Like, I haven't been to jail yet." Like, come on.
The bag still wrapped in plastic. Come on, like it, this thing, the shoes, the closets, all the assistants. Well, we only seen about one this season.
We see more than one
when they were in the closet with the nephew. Yeah, I mean, all of this, the editors, they were like, "Oh, we are loving. We have so much content to bury this girl in." It's amazing.
And they're burying her.
Oh, 1,000%.
It's okay. And also, I have to say, just going back to this fight, like, I also was actually deceased when they're all fighting. Like, Jen comes over to talk to, or Meredith and Lisa are like yelling at each other, and Heather comes up and gives Meredith a hug and is like, "I'm so sorry. I have to go to Ashley's senior showcase," because that is me. In any situation where there's drama, I'm like, "What's my excuse?" And I'm like, "Goodbye. I have to go to my daughter's event." Like,
She wanted to stay.
I know.
And I was loving that. And I was wondering, like, when are you going to leave? Because she did say that right when she got to the ice lake, or whatever the thing was, ice fishing, whatever. She did say that she had her daughter spring fling or showcase. And she needed to showcase. And so I was really wondering, when your ass gonna pick it up?
For me, it was when she whispered it, though. Like, why are you whispering it? She was like, "I gotta go. Spring fling. I'll see you later."
She said, "I'll call you tonight."
Right. I was like, girl. But I would have been mad too. Ice fishing looks fun. Like, where the fish
is? It looks fun.
I always wanted to go ice fishing.
Have you ever held a fish before? Christ, you're sick.
What? I'm about to answer the question.
I thought you were being inappropriate.
I was. I was absolutely going down that road. But yes, I've held a fish. I'm like an outdoorsy type of guy. Like, I used to go fishing back in the day. Listen, I can bait. I know a thing or two about aquatics.
We do see your thighs on the Instagram every now and then. So we know that you can definitely hike up a few things, run up a few things, and walk up a few things. So yeah.
Very much so.
Talk about it. But yeah, I didn't think that would be fun, though. I don't like the cold. I don't like really outdoors. I'm kind of an outdoor.
Yeah, I could never live in Utah because, I mean, I grew up in Michigan, which is already cold enough. But like, all of the events that these women do, they're like in full snow gear, like snow pants included, because that's how cold it is. And I don't know that I could live my life that way.
It's a lot.
Too much.
Wait, I have a question for y'all. Before we get off of the fight, do y'all think that Jen liked those tweets herself, or do you actually think someone in her business did it? I think she did.
She liked them herself.
Okay. I wanted to clarify that, yeah.
But I do also think that I think some of her assistants liked them too. I think her I think her assistants retweeted, and I think she liked.
Sure they all sat at the kitchen table together giggling about them and liked them. Like, I don't think that it was like her alone in her bed at night liking them. Like, I'm sure her and the assistants were like drinking and eating a charcuterie board, liking tweets, talking shit about Brooks.
Yeah.
But what I will say to Jen's defense is that I don't think she knew the magnitude of what, like, Meredith was coming to her with. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that, like, he is not out. And it was like, you know. So in that regard, I don't think that Jen is that dirty. I think that she was just, you know, kiki and a kaka and that different stuff. And I don't think that she took that into consideration.
I mean, when Lisa finally, like, "Hey, shut up. Listen to me." And then, you know, after her assistant, you know, had to talk to her, she did eventually go over there and apologize. And when I heard it, it did sound a little bit genuine. But after I thought about it, I was like, nah, She trying to play the system.
But Jen. Lisa, it's Jen Lisa Shaw.
Thought,
come on.
Lisa thought it was genuine, though. Her BFL thought it was genuine.
Lisa is a complete mess this whole episode. Like,
is she a lie?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, but okay. So, moving on from the fight, we move into Angie and Sarah Jane. And these are two friends of Lisa's who are planning a casino night, specifically Angie. They like have been friends for 20 years and they met at a call center, which I used to work at a call center. So I was like, how fun. In college, I worked at a call center, but they've been friends for like 20 years.
What kind of call center was it?
We would call alumni of the school and donate money.
I thought it was something else.
I was the top earner.
So real quick, I'm about to say Mary. Maggie, give me, let me hear a little spiel real quick.
Hi, is this Bryce?
Hello. I don't need a car warranty.
Oh, hi, Bryce. No. My name is Maggie. I'm a senior at Ball State University. I'm calling on behalf of the Alumni Association. How are you doing today?
I'm going to pay my student loan. I don't have it right now.
No, this isn't about that. We are just doing some alumni outreach, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Do you have a second to talk to me? Okay, great. I just wanted to hear a little bit about your experience at Ball State, and I wanted to talk to you about, you know, your major. It says here that you majored in health science. Is that true?
Yeah, but I did, but I ain't even using my degree.
Oh, no. Well, what are you working on? And then so it goes.
Okay,
oh,
yes. Okay.
Do you know that was like phone sex operators?
Huh? I knew you was going to go there. And I knew that's when you asked her what she did. I knew that's where you was going. Get your head out the gutter. Mary,
that's the right job for me. Hi, Bryce.
How are you?
I don't want anything you selling.
Hi, handsome.
Hi, handsome.
Jacob, this is not that kind of show.
Okay.
We are talking about tennis bracelets and LGBT safe homes, okay?
Not this. Okay, yes. Let's proceed.
So I need to talk about Angie because strike one for me was when she was talking about how she eats at Chick-fil-A like every single day and she's has a trans child and is working like to raise money for an LGBTQ safe home. Like, I'm sorry, Angie, get your affairs in order. Stop eating Chick-fil-A. Like, what is happening? I was upset by that.
Yeah, Angie, well, I feel like the way that Angie was brought into it confused the hell out of me. Because a lot of times when you see friends of the show, their first episode or first 5 minutes being on camera or first 30 seconds being on camera, they typically don't have a confessional. And so I was kind of like, wait, what is going on? Why are we paying so much attention to Angie, to this new woman that we have not seen before, really have no, you know, correlation to besides like, you know, us meeting her right there. And so, yeah, but she threw me for several loops through this entire dialogue and, you know, going into the other parts of the episode. But yeah, I wasn't that big of a fan of Angie at this moment. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Bryce?
I like the fact that her and Heather, or no, her and Jen mm-hmm. are cousins. Because I feel
Whitney.
You said every name other than
Whitney. But listen, y'all should know that by now. I can screw up a name. I like the fact that they are newfound cousins. Because for me, it's like, sometimes I go places and I'd be like, my grandma was this. And so I think that's very real. That I don't know. I just think that's funny because
that's so weird that has happened. That has never happened to me.
Yeah,
me either. Both my grandparents were immigrants, though.
My grandma was a hoe. respectfully.
Oh, we love a little hoe.
Mark this down. This is getting pulled for Instagram. That's going to be the clip from the episode.
I'm just saying.
I'm obsessed, Bryce.
So I've got like first and third cousins, all the same person.
Wow, we may be cousins.
Yeah, I mean, no. So that definitely has happened to me. Like in college, I've like met someone and then we like did our family tree and we were like, oh, wait, we might be related. So that's I like the connection between Angie and Whitney.
It was cute.
I just Yeah, and I just thought it was so interesting and shady again of these producers. You're right, Bryce, to say, like, Lisa is saying, like, you know, I would never control who someone is friends with. That's not how I am. Like, I am not interested in controlling who they hang out with. And then we, you know, see what happens the rest of the episode.
Okay.
She's also talking shit about, like, she's like, I don't understand why all of these, like, Mormons get, like, so, like, into, like, that your cousins, like, I don't understand, like, talking about your inbred polygamist cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in her confessional, I was like, okay.
I was kind of like, damn, Lisa, give it to him. But even the friend remark of, like, oh, I would never tell my friends who they can and cannot be friends with. I mean, we saw later that, you know, she will get into that petty back. But honestly, I was kind of like, yo, I mean, I felt very related to Lisa in that essence. Because if I don't F with somebody, I'm not going to want one of my best friends to F with them as well. And so I kind of sided with
her. Yeah, but then you're hanging out with Jen. Like, after Meredith is like, Jen is talking shit about my child.
Everyone is a hypocrite.
No, they all are. But I struggle with that because I used to be a firm believer of, like, if I'm friends with you and I don't like the other person, you can't be friends with them. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but the older that I get, and, you know, I'm on a road to a better Bryce.
We love self-discovery.
I realize that feeling and emotion is rooted in insecurity, and rooted in, like, not knowing your worth. Like, who cares who your friends are? Like, you know, and I feel like it's very telling of Lisa to be like, oh, I don't want you to, so, like, because it's like, well, what do you really think of yourself? And it really shows that you value what people think about you and who you associate with over what your real opinion of yourself is.
I do agree with you, where I do think it stemmed from, like, insecurity and what else did you say? Not knowing your worth. Because I can even fall into that boat when I look at friends, I'm just like, damn, let me knock this shit off. But then I just continue to do it anyways. But I know, right. I love that, Bryce.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not above it. I can acknowledge, you know, acknowledging is the first step, but I will absolutely throw a little shade to my friends if they hanging out with somebody that I don't necessarily
go
like.
Hang out with your little friend.
Okay, go hang out. Go have fun. Like, go
have fun. Well, and I also think that it comes from a place of being like, oh, is this person who, like, I have a problem with, are they going to try to bring me up to my friend and get my friend to talk crap about me with them? And I think that, like, that also comes from a place of, like, you need to understand and trust that, like, this person who is supposedly your really close friend, like, is not going to engage in that behavior. And, like, the way that they, if they are not tolerating you talking crap about the other person, then they better bring that same energy to that other person, you know? Sure. So I think that, like, that's also part of it, clearly. And it does not help for Lisa that in this episode, like, she found out that Angie was telling all her secrets to Whitney, all of her confidences.
But I mean, I didn't feel like she was telling all of her tea. I felt like she was just saying a lot of stuff that, like, she was saying particularly about this person. So I don't know. But I also feel like it also goes to, like, what you were just saying, Maggie, in those type of situations, is that even your real friend? If you have to even question that, like, you know what I mean? Like, what is, what's the strength of that relationship?
No dead ass. I agree with you on that. I mean, we will see the strength of that relationship later on in this episode.
But I feel like Angie is, like, angling to try to be a housewife next year. No, like,
oh, I thought she has a confessional. I feel like that. I honestly, what I thought immediately when I saw the confessional, I thought they were testing her out, you know, before. Bryce, I don't know how far you get into, like, the production of, like, housewives and things like that, just based off of things that I hear in accounts that we follow. I feel like we will have the same thought process. But I feel like she was tested to be a housewife, and sometimes they do that. Production does that. And if they really don't pull through, like, oh, you know, then they don't get the slot and they just become a friend.
And they become a friend of the show. Like, Real Housewives of Potomac. I really feel like Escala and Mia both were tested. Mm-hmm. And what I know from the accounts that we follow is they all film like they're housewives, and they don't really know that they haven't made the cut until the show airs. Like,
the show airs.
Potomac, Charisse, third season. She filmed like she was a housewife and they cut her down to a friend of the show. But here is also another thing that I will say that I know about Bravo's editing. A housewife in my history, tell me if y'all think, if I'm wrong, a current, I always say peach, but a current snowflake, a current apple, a current whatever, a current holder, I have seen demoted to friend of the show. I've yet to see a friend of the show promoted to housewife.
Really? Well, it's about to happen this season on Atlanta.
With Marlo?
With Marlo. With Marlo Hampton.
Is that confirmed, though?
I don't know if it's confirmed, but I feel like it is. It's based off of the sources. I feel like it's confirmed.
I don't know, because I feel like Nene Leakes said it before. If they paying you this and you're giving them that, why would they give you this? And I'm also going to quote a great Brielle Zosiak Bierman.
Do not ever quote a Brielle Zosiak Bierman.
No Nene, no Kim.
Okay, you're sick,
no Phaedra.
Bryce. Absolutely not.
What's
Kenya
the
Moore
point?
Is still there? Kenya Moore is still there, baby.
What's the point?
Kenya Moore is still there.
What's the point?
We're in for a show. But I feel like there has been instances where I feel like a friend has been promoted to a housewife.
Name it for me, Mary.
Shut up.
I'll wait.
I'm going to do my search and I'm going to text you.
But Bryce, I think Mary originally, when they were doing production, intended to have her be a friend of. And then she was giving with all of her hospital smell stuff. So they had her at the top of the season, but they were trying to demote her down to friend of. And then the fans just went so wild for her that they kept her on. Like, that's what everybody says about the season. And there was also, do you remember at the beginning, my friend actually just told me this, at the beginning of last season when they did that whole huge hospital fight and that like one friend named Sarah, it's not the Sarah Jane in this episode, it's another friend named Sarah. She was filming as a housewife. Like, she, the one who, like, came in and, like, didn't know that it wasn't Jen's birthday and was like, happy birthday, Jen. Okay. And she was like, it's Meredith's birthday.
Oh.
She was filming as a housewife. But then they found on social media that she's a QAnon person. So they cut her completely.
Wait, what's QAnon?
From the show. Oh, it's
we can discuss after.
We'll discuss after.
Is that a real question?
It's like conspiracy group. Like, it's the people who stormed the Capitol. Like,
oh, that was that. I just called over another name. Okay, gotcha.
There is a good documentary on HBO called like Finding Q. You should watch.
Oh God, it's so terrifying. It's anyways. not to digress, but this was actually like such a good and informative conversation. Like I said, you know, I'm new to the Housewives franchise, so I feel like there's a lot of knowledge about it in general that I am sort of like picking up for the first time, which I do think is really good for people who are listening to the podcast who are also sort of jumping in to get all of this like background information and all of this knowledge from both of you, Jacob and Bryce. It really, I feel like, puts pieces together for me that I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes total sense to me.
Someone just popped into my mind, Bryce, from Atlanta, but I forgot who it is. But I think it will depend on if she isn't. But if her storyline continues, Angie's storyline continues, and she comes to the reunion, she has to perform at the reunion. If she doesn't, then I think like she's getting the boot boot.
Again, I'm just saying, no friend of the show.
No, we can't say with absolute.
I am.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you can
tweet us.
Yes.
Tweet us, guys. And let us know. Yeah.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to text you, Bryce.
Okay.
Don't worry. But even after the scene with Angie, we now get into Bryce's least favorite housewife of Salt Lake City, Mary and her son, they talked about how camera shy and how awkward Mary's son is. But I'm just like, yo, his camera's around. He's a teenage boy. All he want to go in his room is play video games and, you know, do
it. You know what the energy to me is?
What?
The energy to me is like, do you remember when you were in class and you had a teacher in high school and then like the principal came in to do an evaluation for your teacher and suddenly they were like a brand new person in front of the class and were like basically performing in front of you and you're like, wow, our teacher's never this engaged or whatever. And like, I feel like that is how her son feels when the cameras are around and he's sort of like, mom, why are you being so weird? Like, stop.
Like,
but
I love
sort of the energy it's giving.
I love her like curly
without the wig. Yeah,
I need her to keep it.
No, but
it's the dark hair is so much better on her. I love the dark hair on her.
No, I loved her without the wig. I thought I like her natural look. I wish she would do the natural look with a beat face. I feel like that could be a look for Mary.
And clean up the kitchen a bit too.
Well,
the bathroom and everything else in that house.
No, but, Bryce, do you know what the kitchen is?
What is it?
Oh, never mind. I'll talk to you about it later. I need to revoke your card now. But this scene.
The kitchen.
Her kitchen.
I thought you, because she was remodeling the house. I thought you were talking about the house.
No, I was talking about the kitchen. But
was this episode the episode that she was talking to Cousin Pete, who's supposed to be doing the house?
And no,
she
was
that was
out.
Last
oh, child.
Oh, no. I know. I was like, what? Her house looks like every single room has like a theme. You know, it's like
Candyland or Willy Wonka Wonderland. What's that?
I don't understand. She has all of this money and just no taste. Like and she's doing these confessionals in that houndstooth hat and those pearls and that Chanel pin. I'm like, girl.
I do like her kitchen seats, though. Her kitchen chairs. I do.
With the table.
I'm a fan of them.
But we could tell that that's new. But what I will give Mary credit is, her on-camera outfits this season are a lot less. And by less, I mean better. Than last year. Last year, it was like, oh, this is Louis. Oh, this is Christian Louboutin. This is YSL. Let me throw it all. Like, it's been like, Mary.
And you like the houndstooth hat?
I like it.
Girl, I said on-camera, like, filming, not confessionals. Okay?
It's like going to events and stuff. I like her. I like her confessional look. It's very Mary Poppins-esque. Very. I like it.
I don't know about that one, Jacob. Yeah. I don't know.
But you want to know? What are you about to say, Bryce?
I was just saying, she's still a work in progress, but I will say the wigs have gotten better. Like, you know, the one thing that I always love, Maggie, especially about a new franchise, is the evolution of the Housewives.
Get into
because,
it.
You know, there is what you think is fly, like, you know, your makeup that you think is fly, and then you see yourself on camera, and you like, oh, I need to, like, you know, go revamp. And, like, any Housewife franchise from the first season to the second, there is a drastic come up. And so I and for me, I definitely think Mary saw what her wigs look like. Mary saw what her outfits look like. And I definitely think that she is working on herself.
I mean, she said it at the reunion last season. She said, I need to do my wigs better. And so I like the, you know, she realized that she saw herself and was like, damn, I kind of like a hot mess. And she came back and it's, you know, it could still improve a lot, but she does look, I feel like
it's a work in progress. It's the work in progress.
Okay. And can we talk about how in this scene, like obviously Meredith has that vampire facial and we get that great confessional from Mary. But the thing about this scene that I really needed to talk to you guys about is the fact that she was like, so Jen and I did make up at the reunion. And then a week after she posted something about my husband and they showed the meme that Jen posted. And it was like how it started. And it was a photo of a grandfather and a baby. And it said how it's going. And it was a photo of Mary and her husband.
Pretty iconic.
How dare you? I mean,
honestly,
Jen Shaw.
Pretty. I'm on the Mary. Like, don't talk about Mary's man. Don't talk about even if her uncle, grandpa, whatever it is. Don't talk about him because Mary loves him. If Mary happy, I'm happy. Bryce, I feel like you're about to be on the complete opposite wavelength. But don't talk about. Oh, about to say don't get on Mr. Simmons or what's his name? Jenkins. What's Mary's husband's name?
Cosby.
Cosby. What's his Robert?
Robert Senior.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for Robert. And yeah, I'm just like, don't get on it. So I get, hey, we were good at the reunion. Then I saw this that you like. And the fact that they haven't even talked since New York. We've been like, y'all are really just coworkers in this thing. Y'all are really just coworkers.
Duh. That's what a lot of them are. I feel like the joke was funny-esque. You know, the meme was funny-esque. And I don't feel like Mary would get it at all. So that's why I say that it's inappropriate. But if, you know, like if we were all filming Housewives and Jacob married his grandpa and like, you know, we would get the joke. We would like, you know what I mean? So yeah. I just also feel like, so I just feel like it was inappropriate in the sense that even if you thought it was funny, Jen would never get it. And I would, I would see Jen being, upset. But since we talk about Robert Sr., you know, it's the foreshadowing and the editing for me. But I definitely am getting Trouble in
Divorce
Paradise
soon.
Or like you, like, I don't know, but it seems that every time, first of all, listen, I know it's during the pandemic, but mother effers was traveling. Okay. Mother's peoples could get home. Bitch, everybody I knew was in Tulum. So like,
and you got a lot of money.
And so yeah. it's very much right. So giving who Robert Sr. laying up with.
And he is right. In Florida.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. As a woman, this whole situation, given how Mary speaks about it, is so troubling to me because I am using her own words. If Mary was talking about her husband the way Whitney talks about her husband, I would be like, great, get yours. Mary like has said before, like she was so scared to have sex with him on her wedding night. Like she had to pray on the decision for years. Like she said things that are like red flag city to me that a woman is saying about her husband. And I don't know.
Look at her behavior. Look at like, I'm with you on the red flags. And there are a lot of red flags that I see in Jen that,
Jen or Mary?
Mary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the quirkiness and her personality at times, like, I feel like, I don't know. I just see some red flags that I completely agree with you. And
it's unfair for me to really speculate because I think that that's inappropriate to do to someone, especially a woman who, you know, has been vocal about not wanting people to speculate on her marriage and like what the issues are. But I'm just going to say red flags. I hope that if we are going down divorce lane, Mary is, you know, doing it. I don't know. I just, the whole thing just really is like, there's like a layer of darkness over it for me.
I don't see the level of, I see like, oh wait, this is an odd arrangement. This is an odd marriage. Like, you know,
arrangement is the perfect word.
This is an odd setup and that Todd set up to come with me with the bull. But this was, it's very odd, but I think it's the normal for them. Like it's their normal cadence of relationships. And even Robert Sr. Even he didn't go to the reunion because of the pandemic. He wants to be safe, but now he's been in Florida for 6 months and she said it's at the premiere episode because of the pandemic. And so that's like a little weird, but I also don't, even if they do go divorce, I can't see Mary getting her groove back. I
feel like there is a side of Mary that we don't see. And I feel like, you know, if they did divorce, maybe she wouldn't have to be the pastor at this church. Maybe she could like, I don't know. Maybe
she would be sleeping with the guys at the church, having a grand old time. Listen, I don't know.
I don't know either. But
that's pulling up Jamal.
Oh, not Jamal. All I'm going to say is if I'm married to my husband and it's a pandemic and like, I want you to be safe, but listen, the way my love is set up, fly home. We will risk getting COVID together and we will storm. Like we will weather the storm together. Like it's baffling to me. But for me, I get arrangement. I get that they are not really like, what does Karen say? Marriage is an institution. I feel like, you know, she's a public figure. Her grandmother wanted her to marry him. So they have to keep up this facade. But little does Mary know that there is a housewife curse on marriages that are not in great foundation.
Me and Maggie talked about that. I literally said housewife, they'll get on married and then leave divorce, or like divorce is pending, or the, you know, it'll just be something. It's a housewife's curse. It really is. But I'm like, I don't want it for Mary because I don't know if she can like handle it. I'm hoping like she looks to be a strong woman, but I just don't want anything to like break her, make her sad.
I think Jacob, she might feel free.
Right.
I'm referring to when I say like darkness and red flag city. Like she might be freed from like whatever arrangement she felt she had to make when she was 19 years old with a man who was like she saw as like a superior to her.
Probably. Do y'all think Robert Sr. knocking boots in Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether he know. Paying for it.
Not paying for it.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
Not the church money going to those.
It wouldn't be the first. We're Jamal.
<It's> Jamal.
I'm just saying, a lot of people like to act like pastors people are above, like they're human. And I'm with you, Maggie. I feel like, first of all, through all the Mary kooky, quirky, I see a strong black woman. Like, first of all, so nothing's going to break her. I definitely feel she would be free. And for me, that's secure season storyline 3, 4, and 5.
Can you imagine Mary like going on like how Heather did her first season and going on different dates? And I can only imagine the questions that she would ask her suitors. That's such an old word that I use, by the way.
Yes.
Suitors. Well, that's honestly the word Mary might use in a confessional.
Yeah, honestly.
You know, I do like him. He's a good suitor, but I'm not really sure.
I got to pray about it.
He thinks it's going to happen tonight.
She's going to get one of those.
I don't smell like fish. Oh, I don't smell like fish.
Okay. Wrong girl said, here.
I'm cleaned up.
Ain't no fish here.
Oh my God.
It's giving water.
That price.
It's giving not Aquafina.
It's giving Aquafina, Deer
it's giving
Park.
Smart.
Okay.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh my God.
Not Aquafina.
All right. So we should move on to the next like part of this, which is leading sort of Whitney goes to lunch with Angie and Angie tells her that she got a text from the caterer saying that after they got more information about the event, they thought it wouldn't be a good fit, which my mind immediately went to like, are these caterers bigoted? Because this is like a, you know, an event for this place called In Circle, which is an LGBTQ safe home. That was where I was like, oh God, what's, you know, is Lisa friends with bigoted caterers? Yeah. But as it turns out, she thinks that after she told Lisa that she was friends with Whitney, that Lisa called the caterers and told them not to do the party.
Also, in the text said something about Lisa's assistant.
Mm-hmm. Like Lisa's assistant reached out to them to tell them more about the event and they thought it wouldn't be a good fit. That is what I got from this conversation.
Right.
So she was like, Whitney, do you think that it's possible that Lisa had something to do with this? And Whitney was like, that's Lisa Barlow if I've ever seen it.
She did that. But the thing is, when Whitney asked Angie, okay, how long was that before or after? And Angie said 5 hours.
5 hours.
I'm like, it 2 plus 2 equal 4. 5 plus 5 equal 10. What is this? You the math is mathin', baby. And obviously, this homegirl called up there, or got her assistant call up there. She found out who you was concubining with, and she wasn't having it.
So, for me, I feel like I'm with Maggie in the sense that I feel like, in my mind, the caterers might have been Mormon. And I feel like after Lisa and Angie had a conversation, and she basically, because she asked her, is Whitley coming? Like, you know, unfollow her on social media. I don't know why you would want to associate with somebody that, like, is coming for me. Meanwhile, you best friends with Jen. But anyway, I feel like she did not call and be like, don't do it. I do feel like she forwarded the information about what the party was about to them and let them make their own decision. So I really do feel like she threw a rock and hit her hand.
Oh, absolutely. And we saw rock and how she reacted to that rock being called out.
So they get to this casino night and they all look great. All of the women. Fantastic. I thought they looked fabulous. I thought Jen looked great. Her hair.
The hair for me.
I was like, that is how I dream.
But Jen's hair was how I dream my hair could look.
Maggie, we are the same person.
We are.
I was like, wow. Jenny come through looking like a bag of money. A bag of money. Mary looks okay in her.
She did look good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Never mind.
That's Jen.
Jenny.
Jenny. You might be referring to Jenny.
Jenny. He showed us a picture of Jen.
I know.
I loved Jen's hair too. Really did. Jenny's hair with the fro, like she had the curls. Like it was like a big. It looked like it had been permed.
All I saw was that she had a red dress on.
No, she had the curls in it. For me, it was could have been given a lace front. Could have been a wig, okay?
A little lacy lace?
I don't know, because I think she's got like really gorgeous, shiny, like healthy hair. So I could see her hair like having the bounce to do that, you know?
I mean, I'm here for it, but I'm just telling you, Maggie, you'd be surprised what a good old lace can do.
You're right.
It can show and fool a couple of people.
Okay. It might not even have to be a full lace, Jen. Sometimes they just put a little party hat in the front.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Talk about it. The 360, Jen.
Not a 360.
Okay.
I need to get some. If I'm going to look like that, that's what I need to do.
I'm trying to find a picture of her.
Did you not watch the episode?
No, I watched it, but I didn't. So
Mary's money green jumpsuit.
I saw Mary. Mary looked fantastic.
She looked okay.
I thought she looked good. But Jenny, I'm not seeing that much special about her.
No, you got to get a full body. You have to get a full body. Mm-hmm. That's not a great.
And her boobs were perky and perfect.
Also, Meredith's husband going to Heather and being like, your personality is too big because I never noticed your boobs.
Oh, gosh.
I was like...
Her husband is being weird and sexual.
Her husband is horny. Her husband is horny. And he got... Child.
But what I will say, again, like I was saying, the first season, Housewives, Heather got on that train, too. Heather definitely tried to... is jazzing up, okay? Mm-hmm. What they call her? The party girl?
Okay. The good time girl.
The good time girl. He was trying to meet that standard because her fashions... she was very giving much fashion show with no fashions.
She was giving very much September, August, fall, winter. You know?
She has definitely stepped it up this season.
Yeah, she looked good too. But I thought the MVP TBH dress code wise, Mary looked phenomenal. But I want to give it to you. I just saw Jen again. Jen or Meredith TBH?
I thought Jen looked great.
I thought Lisa's outfit was kind of cute too, though.
Lisa looked good. She was in like this plunge dress with like a red leather skirt.
Leather, right? But it looked like a one, like it was all one piece.
No, I thought it was two,
but it was giving one piece.
No, but yeah, I think it was like giving too, though.
But that's oh. It could have been two, but it was giving the allure was one.
The illusion. Okay, I do remember how she, because she had that center part, correct?
Right.
But, yes.
Yeah, she, I think she looked good. She looked good. Not a part.
We need to talk about Lisa's entry where she for sure snubbed Whitney. Like, because this is the thing. Like, last season when Whitney would be like, Lisa always snubs me, I was like, I think you might be a little sensitive, but this moment was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was so egregious, the offense. Like, she screamed Jenny, ran right up to her, literally pulled away and was like, hi, Whitney, and then walked away. And that, that was it.
A perfect impression of her. She also did it last season to Heather.
Yes, so all the time.
This is her MO, and she just likes to give people the shoulder, and it's very tacky. But I also can understand if you don't like that person, why would you actually want to say hi to them? Why would you actually want to come off as friendly if you're actually not rocking with them?
But then don't put on a whole huge show about the person that they're next to, and like, you know what I mean?
But that
like,
adds to the just, fun of it, though.
Yes. I would agree. So, although I'm on a road to a better Bryce.
Bryce has done this to numerous people. I feel like if I meet Bryce, he's going to do this.
This Lisa type of shade is right up my alley. Sometimes. I live for that because like you like to pull that off or to just to do that in general is just like a. So I would be remiss if I say I've never done that before.
Because like what you're trying to do is I want to make this person feel so loved by me and so included, and I want to make you feel like shit. And I did that, and she did that, and she knew what she was doing. I just don't like the then like if you go. My thing is
then
if
you have plausible deniability though, and that's the why it's messy is because you're like, what are you talking about? I didn't even see you there.
I did say hi to you at least.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, well, now you're making me feel crazy. You already made me feel this big, super freaking small. And now like you're making me feel crazy for feeling that big. But like when in fact it is all you being an asshole to me.
Absolutely. And it goes to show you Lisa's for me. Her insecurity, like you are bothered by Whitney and it shows like it. And for me, that's like, that's not a good look on you, Lisa. Now, mind you, the shade was great, but it really goes to show you you're bothered by this girl. I don't know if it's because she's younger than you. I don't know if she don't have to get Von Chocula's facials. Like, I don't know, but. It really
Whitney looks so good this season. In all of her confessionals, I thought she looks so
beautiful. I'm not really liking the confessional looks.
Oh my God, are you serious? I think the makeup is amazing. I think that she's not over-injected. Like, she looks really good to me.
I would agree.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I think
see me and Bryce are on the same page.
I think Whitney looks great. I think her stepsons look even better. But listen.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't gonna say it, but
they probably looking at Whitney constantly. Okay. Yo. Come on.
I just thought that had to be so awkward because I was just like, y'all of the same age range, and I there has to be some level of attraction. And I oftentimes feel like them being like mom to her is like low key, like flirty.
No, Bryce. You know no.
Bryce, say that again. I didn't say that again.
So when the couple of times that we have seen them, they always do this like, hey, like, mom, what's up? Or like, you know, and to make the clear distinction that like, you know, like you're our stepmother. But for me, I get like there is a flirt-esque to it.
It's probably... I mean, they not blood relatives.
That's what I'm saying. Not the necessarily like calling her mom, but I'm just saying like the fact that they make that distinction is like
they minds and eyes definitely one.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
So back to casino night. sorry, I just want to make sure that this episode isn't like 3 hours long. But this has been like so amazing. I've loved getting able to like go back and talk about all of this with you, Bryce. So Jen walks in and Whitney and Jenny and Mary are all in a corner when Jen walks in and they feel like they're like trapped in the corner and they want to leave, but they can't get around her. So they like start scaling the banister, Mary's like, it will take more energy for me to walk by Jen Jaw than it will to scale this banister. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And she starts to climb up, but she can't really get over it. And then Whitney climbs over it. It's just messy and really fun. And this, these are the moments to me that are like, oh, these girls are like really friends. And they're like, because that's the shit that you do with your friends when you're being like messy and shady and like goofing off, you know?
The thing for me, though, was I felt like when they were describing it, that they had to like walk around, you know, but when Whitley got up, I said what I said. When Whitney jumped up, Mary just turned the corner and like, you know, like it was like literally.
I think Jen moved.
Yeah,
she moved out of the way.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, what's going on here?
She did say that the corner opened up, so they were good. They were GTG.
So another, for me, iconic Mary moment was, you know, she hasn't seen Jen since New York. And first of all, again, the like what I love so much about Jen is the fake energy. Like, and again, yes. I could just like, hey, girl, what's up? We got to get the kids to stuff together.
And she's like, what are you talking about, Mary? I haven't done anything. Like, she's such a bad actress. It's so, that's why I'm like pumped up to see these scenes after she gets arrested. Yes. Because she's not, like, her fake energy is pretty bad. You're right,
I'm ready for the reunion, but I feel like she's going to be giving Teresa Giudice.
Oh, very much.
Like, just Mary, like, I can't talk about it. Joe did it. Joe signed the papers. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's very much going to be given that. But in that moment when she was being really fake and be like, we got to do barbecue, Sharif and Robert got to cook. Like, I was loving, I need to take a page out of Mary's book, how direct she was.
Very. Yeah.
Mary was like, bitch, no.
No.
And let we're me, not doing not, that. Not only no, let me give you the backstory. I just seen Joe in New York, we made up. Now you liking tweets. And child, here go Jen. It was my team. I didn't it like it. Girl.
Jen Shaw, come on now.
And she says, I didn't think you cared for me very much. Like that, what a stab to the heart. Like, I didn't think that you liked me. I didn't think that you, you know, I didn't think that you cared for me. Mary, good for you. But then they pinky promise that they're going to, you know, have faith in each other.
No.
And Mary says that she's allowed herself to open the door, but there's a screen up and it's the kind of screen that will zap you.
Yes. I was
the door
very shit.
Is closed.
The door is closed.
It's closed.
But like, they pinky promise. I don't think it will go anywhere, but we haven't seen Jen really shit talk Mary this season.
No.
And so I think that will like, kind of make the pinky promise actually, even though Mary has definitely threw shade at Jen, I feel like Jen in the state that she's in right now could take everything that people say very personally and be like, well, we had that pinky promise and why, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I don't think they're not going to be best friends. I don't think their personalities aren't aligned to be best friends. It's
never.
Like, you know, they can have some sort of solidarity, alliance, respect, just have a mutual respect, but also still those shady comments just because I live for it occasionally. But yeah, that pinky promise ain't going nowhere.
Another thing that just literally popped into my mind while we were talking was, let me find out Jen Shaw is smarter than we think. In the essence of, do we notice like on these last couple of episodes, like how she's not taking any accountability? And anytime that something is supposedly done to her, what does she say?
My team did it.
I'm just definitely thinking that when she needs to provide an answer to the people, she will say that it was her team. She had no knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, well, Stewart did it.
Yeah. Stewart. I mean, Stewart, they both got locked up together. Mm-hmm. And so both of them got booked. And so dang, Bryce, good point. I could definitely see that happening, honestly. Blame everything on him.
But Meredith can't stand the deflecting and lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever that line was.
I cannot stand deflecting, projecting, and lying. Yeah. It was amazing.
So finally, we get to the grand, you know, moment of this episode.
Finale.
Angie has changed into the feather dress because one of her friends has offered to donate $1 million to this organization. Mm. And she asks if her and Lisa can talk. And Lisa sits down and like clearly doesn't know what's about to happen. Mm. And she says, you know, that Lisa's assistant called the caterers and then suddenly the caterers couldn't do it anymore. And Lisa's like, I feel really weird right now. Like, that has nothing to do with May.
Right.
and so she said, I've been friends with Marco and Aubrey forever, but they can do what they want. And, you know, she says that someone threatened them and everyone else in their life thinks that Lisa is involved. So Lisa starts to, we watch Lisa like have a meltdown on screen, like have a complete meltdown. She at one point, like for no reason, sprints out of the room to grab Meredith and Jen, who are
Jen, get here.
Like, for why? Like, Jen even was like, at least when I'm fighting, she was like, at least when I'm fighting, you know what I'm fighting about. Like, I don't know what the hell Lisa's yelling about. And she's just like, over and over again, she's like, I'm seriously so upset. I'm so upset right now.
That was a great, like, Maggie, I don't know if you would ever want to make some money doing a Lisa Barlow impression.
No, I retweeted, like, if you go to my Twitter at ML Morgan underscore Emma Morgan, you will see that I tweeted out Vanessa Bayer doing the Whitney and Lisa fight from the reunion. And she's an SNL goddess. She's a million times better than I could ever be. Her impression is so spot on. But since then, I've been working on my Lisa. Hopefully, you know, by the end of the season, it gets even stronger. But what do you think of all of this, like pre-Whitney entering the room? Like, what do you think of Lisa and the way that she's acting?
I thought it was a mess. It was a complete mess. I love the fact that Angie did bring it to the table like that. And just to see how quickly Lisa crumbled under that pressure into needing like backup basically. And even to points of like wanting to reason. I mean, this was when Angie's husband came in as well, but even wanting to reason with Angie's husband saying, do you understand where I'm coming from? And then he's like, no, we're just trying to talk to you about it. You know, it's very sketchy just to see her crumble and just to fall like that. It was like, I'm like, Lisa, girl, you be starting all these fires. You'd be so shady. But once something is brought to you like this, you cannot go scream, run out and go zap, you know, your two friends and have them come in. I was like, you have to handle this by yourself, homegirl.
Where's the piece that you was looking for? Like, you know,
yes.
For me, I thought it was the exaggeration of what Angie had said. And I, again, have to give Angie credit because it's like, for me, when I watch The Housewives, I always put myself in the situation. Like, I'd be like, how would I handle it? and like, that's always like my barometer for like, how, like, and mind you, I would have had to have been going toe to toe with Lisa, but I loved Angie's calm, cool, collect, come sit down. Come on, Jen. Come on, man. Sit down. Let's chat.
Come on in, people. Come in.
And I liked how every time Lisa was saying like things, Angie would be like, I didn't say that. That like I never accused you. I just simply asked the question. And I think that for me was the key guilty verdict for Lisa. And you know, Lisa's like, well, why wouldn't you bring it up to me? Bitch, that's what I'm doing right now.
Bad.
Well, so when Whitney comes into the room and sits down, Whitney, why are you here?
Well, damn. And mind you, I loved Whitney. Whitney would like, mind you, if Whitney was black from Philly, she'd be like, well, bitch, I heard screaming. I was coming in to check this thing. Like, what's good? Like, like y'all in here screaming. And I'm a member of this house. I'm a cast. Like, why wouldn't I be in here?
Yeah.
Whitney looks at her and goes, well, would you like me to leave?
Yeah, leave. Like, yes. I'm having a conversation with my friend. Well, she's my friend.
You're
too.
Not my friend. Jen and Meredith are my friends. You have nothing to do with my friend.
Bryce, can you do that scream? Can you do that scream again when Whitney came in? Can you do that scream?
Please. Why are you here? I was like, oh my God. You have nothing to do with my friendship.
Meredith. Absolutely insane. She looked batshit. Like, she was just She was just running.
Husband, though, for me, because like how the editing got set up, like the last time we seen him, he was standing up, and then when Lisa's like, Lee! The husband just is sitting behind Angie, like,
he was scared. He was frightened.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then, you know, Whitney, like, she's like, I don't know why you would want to be friends with this. Lisa says about Whitney, and Whitney's like, oh, with this? Yes. And she starts chirping. You know, Whitney really starts chirping. And Whitney's like, well, you asked Angie not to acknowledge that yes. She's related to me. And Lisa's like,
receipts came out.
Okay.
She like sputtered. Me.
Mm-hmm. And then, no, after she sputtered for me, oh, I guess there's no confidentiality in our friendship. I was like,
I wrote it down. No, Bryce, I wrote it down. She said, you and Heather were relentless to me. Why are you seeking out a friendship with this? Thanks for telling what I said. I thought we were friends. Don't we keep confidences?
Okay.
Don't we keep confidences? But don't we?
Messy.
When the receipts got brought to her face, when Whitney started, well, you said this, don't follow me on Instagram. Why would you follow her on Instagram? Don't claim to be my cousin. Like the face shock of Lisa was amazing. Uh-huh. You saw like the complete combustion of, I'm standing up. I want to leave. I'm hurried. Like it was amazing.
Well, Whitney has a PhD in Lisa Barlow. Lisa's screaming, it's because she doesn't, or it's because she's being challenged. Period. When Lisa cries, it's because she doesn't want to deal with it. And when Lisa walks away, it's because she's guilty and she's been caught red-handed. And guess what happened?
All three, Bryce, I really love that bell.
Yeah, perfect timing.
No,
perfect
literally.
Comic timing there.
But it's so true, though. So true.
And she starts like screaming for John. She wants John. And like, she's now having like a face crack. Like she's like crying and she puts her finger in Angie's face and says she's heartbroken. Like what?
Lisa. I mean, where's the confidence in the friendship?
But
yeah,
y'all, like for me, it just is like, but y'all been friends for 20 years though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, what took me out was, again, it's just the editing for me. But when Lisa storms out, then they just zoom in on like Meredith and Lisa's face. I mean, Meredith and Jen's face, just like,
yeah.
They're
like, so, you know, what else?
That's our friend. That's our girl.
Where's the food?
No, where's the food? Well, honestly, though, I bet Lisa was even more hurried because no one ran after her.
Oh, yeah. You know, and they showed like the clip of her and her husband leaving and yes. like downtrodden and upset. Yeah. And she tweeted, okay, so Lisa, after all of this, maybe we should transition into
tea time.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there anything else, Bryce, that you wanted to say about the episode before we get into tea time, which is where we just sort of talk about like everything that happened post episode with anything on social media or any interviews that they did?
So is there anything? Tea.
Tea time. Lisa tweets and says like Lisa tweets and says, oh, she posts a photo of her husband and she says, the only person who has a PhD in Lisa Barlow. And she then starts tweeting these screenshots of the text from Angie. So Angie texted her like while she was watching season one and was like, I found out Whitney and I are related from watching the show. I died like clearly laughing. And Lisa sent back, what? Don't claim her. And Angie said, I'm not. I just thought it was funny. We have the same great, great, great grandpa. Or whatever. So she tweeted that and was like, wow, wasn't the family connection discovered while watching season one? Like not even, you know, in person, like you found out from television. And then she said, if you're going to read a text message out loud, make sure you're not improvising. She's claiming that they changed the story like four different times that night. Mm. And she also said, she like, don't misquote me. She said, I said, don't claim her, not to not recognize her as her cousin. And she posted a photo of the caterers that were supposed to do the event. And she said, amazing caterers, Marco and Aubrey, were not able to do the event, but they did arrange for his brother, who is also a caterer, to make the amazing eats for the casino party. So she was like on full defense mode. And Whitney was tweeting out clips of the episode and was chirping in like to add onto her tweets. And she was like, well, this is my first question. If you didn't have anything to do with the caterer, how were you able to name them so quickly? The caterers who dropped out.
There was the factual rebuttals I love.
Yeah. And it was just like getting a little bit messy on Twitter between them.
So. Well, on Instagram, Lisa Barlow, I don't follow her, but just based off of the Twitter sphere, you see everything. You know how today we have the Instagram, Facebook shutdown? Right before the shutdown happened, Lisa put up a Instagram story that says lies will never outrun the truth. So I think for the reunion, Lisa's gathering her books of possibly receipts.
Not the binder.
Bryce, I love a good binder. I love a good binder. And I think I do. Like, Lisa is smart enough to air a room if she could. And I hope, and I'm not the biggest Lisa fan, but I would like her to air out a room.
I think low-key, I mean, I would love to believe that Lisa like did this, but what I low-key think happened is that like there was a miscommunication with the caterer or whatever. They did have to drop out. Angie wanted to secure a spot as a housewife or be on the show. And so she made up the drama.
As she should.
And was being messy. Like, that's what I really think probably happened. I don't know this
to be true.
Angie girl from Adam, you know? So like, I don't know her. She looks like Sarah Paulson. She's gorgeous, but like, you know,
she did look like a little like Sarah Paulson.
I think that this was messy and devised by
a scheme set up.
I do.
And time
to come with us with the bullshit. That's what
I also feel like Lisa is capable enough of and has enough time and enough pull with the caterers to like get the story down pat. So like there's no doubt that she's going to come to the reunion with a story that the caterers are going to back up because you're telling them to. So for
and
me,
she's going to bring emails and text messages and even play a phone call. Yeah.
But if it didn't happen, why go this far to prove it? You know, like when somebody be lying and they give you extra details, like why you, I don't know.
Well, I think that the problem is that like Lisa, I don't think that she realized that when she would come on the show, like that people might not like her. Like I know her tagline this season is like, you don't have to like me. I like me enough for the both of us. Like, I think that is in result of like, she just didn't foresee that she wouldn't be best friends with all, like that all of the women would like have something negative to say about her. Like, I don't think that she thought that was possible. So I think that like, she has a huge problem with when people are shading her. Like, she does not like to, like, she needs to be right and she needs to defend herself in every single situation. Maybe that's just my
you can even get that vibe from just how she talks in confessionals and I feel like I definitely think she thought she was like going to be that it girl and be kind of like everyone kind of loved her on the cast and outside of the cast, and the fact that she's having it putting in that she's being put in positions to defend herself, she doesn't know how to handle it because I don't think she needs to defend herself in normal day life, and so it's very foreign to her.
I also think it comes back to your self-worth, your insecurities. They like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
it all is, if you have built this circle that you think you dish and you know everybody else ain't thinking it, it really kind of like it makes sense about what we are seeing from her.
Yeah. TBH.
I think that that's what a lot of the housewives say about this show, though. Not to go like now deep into it, but like, I do think that like the housewives say, like, you get on the show and you learn so much about yourself and your relationships. And like, you are so exposed that you have to like you learn about your own behaviors, about your own motivations, your marriages, like marriages, mm-hmm. like the rubber will meet the road. Like this show just like breaks it all wide open because you have so much speculation and so many opinions from the public on your life. So if you don't have the confidence and the self-assuredness, it's going to affect you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I could never be on this show. I do not have the confidence or self-assuredness, and I would not like everybody's opinion on the way that I live my life. But, you know, if you're on TV, that's what's going to happen to you.
But I also feel like it is the essence of what you bring. If mm-hmm. you bring on, oh, I'm secure, I'm this, I'm that, because like, I agree with everything that you're just saying. But for me, weirdly enough, like I think of like Mary, and I think that like, you know, Mary handles things a little differently. And I think that like, you know, I think maybe what like caught Mary off surprise was like her relationship with her her husband, which she already knew. But I don't know, because I do feel like there are some housewives or some people that go on there and they don't have that air of whatever it is that Lisa has, and a lot of the housewives have.
Yeah, Heather.
Right. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I just feel like the people just like, they love to live in the I'm this, I'm that, instead of like actually like, it's called the real housewives mm-hmm. of whatever.
Well, and that's why I do think, sorry to cut you off, no, Chris, but I think that's why someone like Heather resonated with the audience so much season one, because she was so like open and vulnerable with herself, with the audience. Like she just like owned her shit and was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I feel like a complete mess, a complete failure. I feel like I'm a bad mom. I feel like I'm a bad Mormon. I don't know what I'm doing, but like, this is what I have to say about it. Versus somebody who like Lisa, like you said, Bryce, who comes in polished and is like, I'm amazing, I'm this, I'm that, and then people are like, but what is actually going on?
Right. And unfortunately, it's those type of characters that stay on the show the longest, like the Lisa's, is because the house crumbles and we love to watch it and like, you know, want to see it put back mm-hmm. together. Like Heather reminds me of did you ever watch the OC, Jacob?
Yeah.
Who was the woman that was like the Heather of that season, who Tamara threw the drink in her face? She lived with her ex-husband who lived in the basement. And she came back. It's characters like her. I can't think of her name, but she was like on this OC for 2 years. Then like she left and then she came back as a friend of the show. But she was like the same kind of like Heather. Didn't really fit in with the whole OC vibe.
Lydia?
Kimberly, Joe, Vicky, Gianna, Lori.
Oh, that was like season. That was like season one.
Oh, no, okay.
It was like this was. Yeah, this was like OC was like the longest running. But I feel like, is it Lydia?
Not Lydia. Hold on. Season two of The Real.
You think that was season two?
It was definitely in the beginning. Like because she had like brown hair.
Wait, was it that they were outside?
The people listening are screaming it. They're screaming.
They were outside, right when she threw the drink.
Right. She threw the drink at her.
I remember the scene. I don't know who it was, though.
What was her name? And she was a little messy, though.
She was.
Tweet us if you know.
Yes, tweet us if you know.
You can figure it out. Sorry, that I know that you're probably in your like car or whatever screaming the answer to us that we don't know. But tweet us and we'll respond.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think of what else to cover in this episode.
Wait, I want to talk about this, and this is going to be very quick, but I want to talk about the previews that we got for next episode. And I'm over the Brooks, Jen, Meredith storyline. And next week mm-hmm. we see a sit down with mm-hmm. Jen and Brooks, where mm-hmm. Jen comes out and just apologizes. And then Brooks says something where basically he wasn't really having the apology. And at this point, when I saw that, I'm kind of like on the wavelength that y'all were at the beginning of the podcast, where like mm-hmm. Bryce came in and was like, hey, yo, kids can get it too. And especially if, because I have never seen a child, well, Bryce, you can let me know if you have, but a child having a one-on-one scene with like another housewife. I've seen a mom do it. but never a child. And at that point,
he's not a child, it's a grown man, but
he's someone's child. The guy,
is someone's child.
He's her child. I have never seen a housewife's child. I have never seen a housewife adult child like have a one-on-one in a secluded scene with another housewife. And so then I'm like, okay, Brooks, you know, like you want this camera right. time. And now I'm kind of getting like, I don't care about it anymore. And it's giving very Jen, you know, go ahead and do whatever you want to do at this point, Jen. If you haven't one-on-one scenes with now, he's kind of a cast member, or a friend of, or, you know, but friends of also get paid. Brooks, I don't think he gets paid. And so I don't know, you know, but I'm excited to see how that conversation goes, but I'm not looking forward to it, if that makes sense.
100%.
Totally.
So that was
I'm ready for Jen to get arrested.
Okay.
When is that coming?
Cling, cling, clang, clang, bang, bang, ding, ding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to know how much longer after it, like, is she going to resume filming? And then I would imagine that she probably would not want to film with the ladies for, like, I just, that's like, get to the juiciness.
Right. They have the clip of her walking out of the courthouse in her box braids. They have that clip.
And they
like,
also
she's
have,
like walking out with all of the paparazzi around. Like they the housewives team was there filming.
Yeah.
When she got out of the courthouse.
And I remember seeing a thing about, who was it? Heather. I think she was on Watch What Happens Live. And she said they were comparing situations from a housewife in Beverly Hills to Jen Shah. And Heather said Jen is way more open about her kind of scandal than Erica Girardi is. And they do have that, you know, iconic, you know, group scene towards the end. I don't know where it falls, where they're like at a beach resort or wherever. And then like Jen gets in Meredith's face and then Meredith says, who's calling who a fraud? Love you, baby. Door slam. So I'm excited for it. So I don't think Jen runs away from it. I do think she has for a long time, but I think they all get right back into the action.
I'm excited. Yeah. And in true Bravo form, anytime you get arrested or indicted, it seems your peach or snowflake seems to rise, i.e. Teresa being the lead of New Jersey, i.e.
She was always the lead, though.
But I mean, she never, like, she always was a strong personality, but they never put her in as, like, the nucleus.
The staple.
Right, the staple. Then look at Countess. Countess went from being on to being a friend of the show to then she got arrested, DUI, and now all of a sudden she's back to being a housewife.
I don't think Jen is going to be the staple, TBH. I mean, see it.
Well, only time will tell. This is only the second season. But it would be interesting to see if what this does for her aura. But what I can say is that
aura.
A lot of people are only watching for her to get arrested. So, like, I mean, that's because if not Jen this season, what would be the big storyline? Brooks and Jen?
It's,
I don't know, because I do think that there's, like, a lot there with Lisa. Like, this episode, I don't know. My friend Evan said that, Andy said that, like, even before Jen's arrest, it was already shaping up to be, like, a really great season. So, like, I do feel like the Lisa stuff with Whitney is a huge storyline that we're going to be now seeing way more. Like, apparently Lisa and Whitney next episode are, like, going to have dinner together, but I do think that there's going to be, like, an on and off thing with them. I don't know. I think that there's hopefully there's more to come, you know, but I want to see her get arrested. I'm like on pins and needles waving.
I want to see it too.
It's very much giving carrying the season. So
yeah.
I'm just, my thing is, where is your scooter?
Oh, Maggie's like, what are y'all talking about?
And Jacob Jacob don't miss.
I catch them all. I literally catch them. Where is your scooter? Where is your scooter?
Your scooter.
Yo, are you crazy? Who are you? Yeah, I love it.
Go on somewhere, Lizzie Lohan, daddy.
That was all Real Housewives of Atlanta days, baby. Oh, wait, Maggie, did you know Lindsay Lohan's daddy was on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, I didn't.
It was a scene where this one girl got her wig tugged and he was, you know, I guess they were dating or hooking up or whatever. And Lindsay Lohan's daddy was there. Yeah.
Well,
he got caught out.
All right. Well, on that note, Bryce, Thank you so much for joining us this week. It was so amazing and so, so fun. You have an open invitation to join us whenever. I'm speaking on behalf of both of us, Jacob.
Let me hear from Jacob. Where am I?
Hi, Bryce. You have an open invitation. Anytime you want to come through these doors, you can.
I have absolutely loved talking to you and having you on. Do you want to tell people where they can find you? I mean, if you're living under a rock and you don't know where to find Bryce, talk about all the amazing stuff that you're doing and your podcast and everything.
No, yeah, this was so much fun. Thank you guys so much for having me. I love the expansion of The Housewives. I think it's amazing. I'm honored to be your first guest. It was so much fun. And yeah, you know, you can catch me every Tuesday over here on Purple Pants Podcast. And yeah, your baby boy is out here. But thank you so much. It was truly an honor. I had so much fun. And I apologize for getting off topic because that's
kidding? That's like that's the point of having you on. We wanted you to talk about the season as a whole. And you really brought it, let me tell you.
Also, get your Zaddy calendars.
Oh, yes. The Bryce Isaiah 2022 Zaddy calendars are going like hotcakes. Okay.
I need to order one.
When is the next Bryce and Wynn Presents?
The Bryce and Wynn Presents next one is coming to be announced soon. Really? So, you know.
Could I go? Could I come?
Maggie, you are more than invited.
Well, thank you, Bryce. I'll be there.
That's that Lisa shade.
That's that Lisa shade. Anyone that wants to boycott the event, you're with me.
Oh.
We're having a Jacob Jenny.
Are you going to call the caterers?
Yes, I'm calling the caterers.
No, that's
the
me.
Caterers.
I'm going to call the caterer for
Bryce,
all right, Jacob, where can people find you?
Wherever you want to look for me at. You can find me on all socials at JacobJ_Jones. Tomorrow I will be doing the last roundtable of just to recap the entire Big Brother season, will be super exciting. I know roundtables oftentimes stress me out because they involve numbers, but this involves no numbers and just recap. So it'll be it'll be very cute. And also catch me also doing I don't remember the name of it, so I'm not going to say it. Okay. That's for me.
All right. Great. So you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_ and on Twitter at _MLMorgan. And also, if you are enjoying our podcast, please rate and subscribe in the Apple Store. Give us a shout out.
Yes,
call us out by name. Give us some more stuff that you want to hear. We would love to hear from you and show us some love.
Do it. Also, if you're a Real Housewives of Atlanta fan, vote for Kenny Amore on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, please do. I've actually been watching the dances this season because JoJo Siwa is on and she's dancing with a woman, and it's really exciting. And
have you seen Kenya?
No, I only have been watching JoJo's dances, but I will look it up.
So I've only seen Kenya's. I haven't seen JoJo's. So I guess it's like
all right. Well, you should look up JoJo's. I'll look up Kenya's, and we'll talk about it next.
Perfect.
Time. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Dun, 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 dun.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.